Hi, this is Rachel McElroy.
Hello, this is Griffin McElroy.
And this is wonderful.
Speaking to you.
I'm smiling. Can you hear it in my voice?
From the edge. From the edge of madness. Happy Halloween. This is wonderful. Shall we talk about things that we like, things that is good, things that is good, things that we are into.
Uh-huh.
And it's a special show. It's a special time for me and my wife, Rachel, as we come together to talk about the things that we like that I feel like our intros for the past like month have been us just like, I'm so fucking tired. So sick. I'm so tired. I think folks are sick of that. Maybe we need a new segment up top that's just like, health check. Health check.
I mean, this is happening to people all over the country, right? Like their children are back in school.
Yeah.
They're bringing home stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Permission and slips.
Illnesses. And the stuff is slowly working its way through the entire house.
Yeah.
That in combination with our child who is not sleeping, that we are constantly trying to troubleshoot.
Yeah, for
just
sure.
Always new theories, new, you know, variables to bring in. I am currently battling some nausea.
Yeah, sure.
That started Sunday night.
Uh-huh.
From the stomach bug that I think everybody had.
I think everybody on Earth, or at least in the country.
In our house, but yeah, I think it is sweeping the nation.
It's sweeping the nation, folks. It's like Beatlemania, except you have to be on the toilet most of the time.
No, so here's the thing for me. For me, it's mostly nausea.
Huh. It's funny how life works. Everyone's body is beautiful in a different way.
Yeah.
Like, who sang that song? You are beautiful, no matter what they say. Words can't bring me.
Oh, man, I can't remember.
Is it Christina?
Yeah, for sure.
Fantastic. I made it sound like Aaron Neville. This is wonderful. Should we talk about things we like, things that are good, things we're into? We're coming at this one a little bit late, and we're sorry, but sorry, not sorry. We are sorry, though. Do you have a small wonder, or do you want me to just, like, make up some shit?
don't part the curtain on that one.
All right.
Well, these are well thought out.
Yeah, for
very
sure.
Very far in advance. This vamping that we do is just, you
we
know.
We have a writer's room and they put some of this together for us.
I made pumpkin muffins. Is that, we've probably talked about that. But
yeah,
I
feel like you make pumpkin muffins just so you'll have something to bring up as the small wonder.
No,
on
I
show.
Made pumpkin muffins because I love them.
They are good. They are good when you make them.
I have a recipe for those of you that are curious. If you go to allrecipes.com, which I'm not sure anybody uses anymore, but there is a Down East Maine pumpkin bread.
Whoa.
That is the recipe I have used for years. I turned it into muffins
Down
this time.
Down East Maine?
Yeah. I don't know how they do things in Maine, but in Down East Maine, they make a great pumpkin
Why
bread.
Why not Southeast Maine? Down East? Is that like the Down Easter election? Is Down East like a direction on an axis that my mind can't? Like, comprehend?
I don't know, honey.
Yeah, I don't know either.
What's your thing? Your wonderful thing, rather. Your short, small wonder. Your short wonder.
I've started biking Henry to school on my e-cargo bike. Still loving that thing. Still having a good time. And I find that when I leave after his class, like, files in, I'm usually accidentally part of a cool bike gang or club.
Everybody loading up?
Everybody loading up their mostly turn bikes of a cornucopia of colors, all just ripping out of the parking lot doing our favorite tricks.
That's adorable.
It's adorable every single time, especially with like the dads of the kids who are also in Henry's class, because I've seen them before we were road dogs. But now we see each other and it's like, oh, I had no idea you were also a road dog. And we give each other the secret hand signal that us cool bike guys do. And I feel a sense of community, the likes of which I've never had before in my whole life.
I'm really happy for you.
I'm happy for me too. Getting a little cold, I will say. Getting a little cold. Whipping down the hill, going 22 miles an hour, just zooming, feeling so free and good, great, except when it's like 30 degrees
outside. Wondering, I mean, you're probably going to need some accessories, and I'm wondering if one of those accessories is like ski goggles.
Or just a full balaclava, which may not be allowed on campus.
Yeah, I feel like that might send the wrong message a little bit about who you are.
Yeah, like some sort of school burglar. I'm here for all the super donuts that you got on your shelf. So just let me introduce myself. My name is Griffin. Oh, shit.
Do you want me to start this show off?
I would love for you to kick things off, baby.
Okay. My wonderful thing. And oh my gosh, I didn't even check to see if we've talked about this before.
Oh, that's so good.
Can I do that real quick?
Yeah, this is such an exciting moment for me because it's like if we have, I know I'm about to watch the Jazz Master come in and do her thing, just making up a segment right off the dome.
Okay. This has come up, but I'm pretty sure it's a small wonder because what you talked about does not seem like it could be a whole topic.
What is it?
I want to talk about the shower.
Had taken a shower?
You have talked about shower thoughts.
Interesting. I brought shower thoughts as a segment.
Uh-huh.
You're saying that...
I'm just saying getting clean.
Okay.
In the shower.
But here's the thing. Don't talk about thinking about things in
okay,
there.
I won't. No, that's not what it is for me.
Oh, okay.
For me, it is not an exercise in you know, braininess.
Okay.
It is...
You're embodied.
It is just like feeling like now I'm on the right track.
It's hard to feel like you're making a mistake when you're in the shower.
Yeah, I've never regretted a shower. It doesn't always pay off the way I want it to, but I've never been like, oh, that was a bad idea.
You're never like, and now I'm wet. Ugh. Why? Why did I make myself wet?
So the thing about me and Griffin is that we don't shower regularly.
That's not fair or true.
Well, we don't shower every day, let's say.
I shower 5 days a week. Which I think is pretty good.
Oh, see, I've never counted how many.
How many you do or
yeah,
how many
I don't
I
know.
Do.
No, I don't know how
Are
many
you not
I do.
Doing, if you were to estimate how many days
I think
a
it's
week.
Every other day.
Okay. That's the same schedule that we bathe our sons in. So like yeah. If it's what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander, you know?
Yeah, I used to when I was going into a workplace shower every day.
Oh, for sure.
It was just like a courtesy I did for my coworkers.
But in this post-COVID world, no way.
But now that I know that like I may not be going out in the world, it's like, well, who do I have impressed? Griffin?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Griffin doesn't care. He's nasty.
I don't care. I am nasty.
So I wanted to like figure out like, I don't know, what's good about a shower besides like the obvious?
Can I ask you a question?
Okay.
Just to go behind the bit and put the tiger up on the table. Are you trying to psych yourself up into taking a shower today?
No, I already did this morning.
Okay, great.
In preparation for this segment.
Yeah, you knew that I was going to give you a hard time.
Okay, so obviously it cleans you, you know? That's a thing.
Tell me more.
That's the thing that it does. It, like,
are we sure about that?
Removes away the dead skin cells. It washes away bacteria. You know, that's
shower
number
stuff.
One.
Yeah,
number
absolutely.
One shower stuff.
Definitely.
There's also like different research that it helps, you know, like helps your mood.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
It can help you with respiratory symptoms, as we know, with our
absolutely
young son.
Absolutely got to. That's the secret arrow in our quiver. That and honey. Big honey converts.
Yeah.
Now.
It can also help you sleep, apparently, if you shower at night. It like warms you up, soothes you, gets you ready.
Ooh.
It's a super relaxation thing. I don't do the cold shower, but cold shower can also help with like your...
Getting boner go away. For sure, funny. For sure, funny. You ever hear that though? For real? I don't know. But I heard it all the time. Because it's true.
Did you forget what show you were doing right now?
It's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll rein it in.
But it's supposed to help
But
with...
did you hear that it does make a boner go away? Don't.
I don't want to play with you right now. Do I have to?
That's okay. I'll give you an exemption from playing with me since I know you're...
Thank you. Like, I'm already well. Dealing with nausea and I don't want to talk about boners. Is that okay?
That's okay, honey. Yeah, for sure. They make me nauseous too. Even my own.
Anyway, cold showers are good for some stuff. Here's what I wanted to talk about is not showering.
I love you so much. I love watching the wheels turn.
Okay, well, first of all, I will say there's no ideal frequency for showers. There is a suggestion, though, that your shower should be short.
Could I just say, and this is not you, but this does sound like a science project that the class Stinky Kid does. And it's like the title is like, why you all need to chill. Why you all need to just chill out, please. I'm the normal one.
I mean, you know, in those teen years, like you gotta, you're so sweaty all the time. You gotta get in there.
Just
you
constantly
know?
Excreting, just.
Just a lot of stuff.
Just a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff comes out.
A lot of stuff comes out in those years.
The American Academy of Dermatology Association says limit baths and showers to 5 minutes using warm, not hot water.
Yeah. Okay. Sure thing, guys.
I mean, a shower I could see you doing in 5 minutes. Can you imagine? It takes you like 5 minutes to draw a bath and then just like popping in, scrubbing fast and hopping out.
I don't think that they're counting the time spent drawing the bath.
No, I'm just saying you're investing as much time in preparing the item as you're going to spend in it, which just seems, you know, inefficient to me.
Is there a danger to taking too long showers?
Well, it can dry you out. That's the thing, is that like, getting in there in the hot water for a long time can start to dry.
Well, that's what the cocoa butter is for.
Well, that's the thing. So you get out a little damp and you put on that moisturizer. And
it locks it in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everyone knows that.
So there was a guy. He's like all over the place. In 2016, this article came out and he talked about how he quit showering for 2 years. And he was a medical doctor. And so people were like, oh, okay, maybe that's something.
Okay. How'd it go for him? Was he like, at the end of it, like, that was, don't do that, guys. I got so.
He has basically stopped showering. Like, new articles say it's been 5 years since he showered. Specifically showered with, like, soap. He will, like, get in and rinse off if he's, visible grime.
So then he's taking a shower.
Well, he's
not splitting hairs.
He's not shampooing or washing his body.
I'm just saying, if he wants to do a bold scientific doctor medical experiment,
he's got to destroy his shower.
No, I'm saying he can't get wet for 2 years.
I don't think you can do that. I don't think life.
I think he drinks everything with a straw so he doesn't accidentally spill and compromise the integrity of his research. No swimming, obviously.
So the reason he did this, I mean, it was partially for like environmental reasons, like not only like the products that one uses in the shower, but also, you know, limiting the usage of water and then, you know, saving time off of your day. You know, all of this like doesn't seem like a strong case to me. What is interesting, though, is the microbiome.
Oh, interesting. Tell me more about the microbiome.
So, and this is a good comparison. Everybody's talking about like gut health, right? Like the good bacteria.
Especially people in this house over the last week.
Right.
People in this very localized area have been very concerned with yogurts, yogurt brands, how many billions of bacteria each yogurt has in it, which famous...
Did you research, by the way?
Scream queen actresses have endorsed certain bacteriums and yogurts.
Did you research? Were you like, is this yogurt?
Yeah, my research was, I was at Target and I saw the Activia and I was like, Jamie Lee Curtis says that's for me. And so I bought it. I took that one straight to the top. To
I didn't
Nexus
know if
Lexus.
You had like a Consumer Report like table.
Yeah, babe. I bought a Consumer Reports magazine to read up about yogurt brands.
That does sound like something that I would do, though.
It sounds like a you move in a major way.
Okay, so the microbiome. So there is like bacteria on your skin that is actually helpful.
Of course.
And having that lessens the likelihood of autoimmune conditions such as eczema. So if you like scrub a lot of that off all the time, you're kind of losing some of that benefit.
For sure.
That is kind of the suggestion. And this guy, this James Hamblin, the medical doctor that stopped showering, said that he did get sick less. But, you know.
At what cost, doctor?
Well, and that's so like anecdotal. Like
I got sick from smelling his stinky body. When
for
it
example,
comes to
I don't know if he has children.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
And once you have children, your variables increase so much.
They're always getting stuff on you. They love to get stuff on you. It sucks.
There was an article in The Atlantic. This geneticist was talking about the microbiome.
Mm.
And to your point, she says, I don't understand exactly why it is that people have such a different sense of the microbes that live in their gut than they do about the microbes that live on their skin. Everyone wants to eat Activia yogurt and colonize themselves with bacteria, and then they want to use Purell.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I've never thought of it that way.
everybody's like, wash your hands. Like, of course, wash your hands. But, yeah. But maybe if you're in the shower. So for back to my original point, I like being in the shower. It's great.
It's the best.
And, you know, these people that came out and said, don't shower, are like, hey, showering is fine if you like showering. Just don't spend a lot of time in there. And also don't think that it's absolutely necessary every day.
Okay. You've convinced me. I was already, you know that this is a judgment-free household, right? I have never judged you for the number of showers you have or have not.
Seems like you are judging me for reading Consumer Reports, though, about yogurt.
Yeah. Well, that's sort of like objectively kind of strange behavior.
Okay.
But if you want to not shower, I'm not gonna you know, throw stones.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I mean, most people, including this guy, said that like, initially, your body goes through like a panic and it's like there's lots of smells.
Yeah.
Because it's used to all of the chemicals and whatever. And then apparently, like the smell lessens and you get this kind of baseline that is not as smelly because your body isn't, you know, it's functioning of its own accord.
Okay.
These are all like hippie things that I don't know super well.
Yeah,
but
we should say we're not doctors. Well, can we just run the Sawbones, like, their little disclaimer?
I'm just saying, like, if I met somebody and they were like, hey, I've stopped showering, my reaction wouldn't be like, oh my God. It would be like, tell me all about it.
Can I say something, though? I knew some stinky people in college who didn't shower, who, like, were on a different journey.
Yeah,
than
I mean,
the journey I was
on. You
know,
if you're playing frisbee out on the quad and you get real sweaty, you should probably...
It's a stinky time.
You should probably take a shower.
That's true. But if you don't, I don't. I literally could give a shit, guys.
But if you're walking from one floor to another floor in your house and sitting and then going back downstairs to sit some more...
And let me also say, if I'm out in public and I see you and you... Not you. I'm talking to just sort of like the metaphysical you. And you're stinky... That is such a insignificant inconvenience to my sit. Like, you can't deal with a bad smell. Like, grow up. You know what I mean? It's 2022. Grow up. Oh, man, did you smell that stinky person? Yeah, who gives a shit?
I know.
They smelled bad. Are you okay?
Yeah. I think I'm dying.
No, you're not. You smelled a bad smell once. Get the fuck over it. Oh, my gosh. Is that another parenting thing? Like,
maybe.
Bad smells? It's fine, guys.
Yeah.
Bad smells, good smells, it's all smells. You know what I mean? It's all life. It's all beautiful. Can I steal you away?
Yes.
Thanks.
Her Majesty served Great Britain and the Commonwealth loyally for over 70 years. And while, of course, we feel a profound sadness, we must remember she lived a long life and died in such a way that I think many of us would want for ourselves. She was at home, surrounded by her family. And, of course, she was listening to the Beef and Dairy Network podcast.
The Beef and Dairy Network podcast is a multi-award-winning comedy podcast, and you can find it at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're in a theater. The lights go down. You're about to get swept up by the characters and all their little details and interpersonal dramas. You look at them and think, that person is so obviously in love with their best friend. Wait, am I in love with my best friend? That character's mom is so overbearing. Why doesn't she just stand up to her? Oh God, do I need to stand up to my own mother? If you've ever recognized yourself in a movie, then join me, Jordan Cruciola, for the podcast Feeling Seen. We've talked to author Susan Orlean on realizing her own marriage was falling apart after watching Adaptation, an adaptation of her own work, and comedian Hari Kondabolu on why Harold and Kumar was a depressingly important movie for Southeast Asians. So join me every Thursday for the Feeling Seen podcast here on Maximum Fun.
Hey, Griffin.
Yeah.
What's your thing this week?
Well, here's the thing, babe. Can I take a drink of water while I pontificate?
I thought this was going to be like a ventriloquism thing.
My thing seems cruel given the state that you are in. I am worried about my topic worsening your discomfort.
The idea of food does not upset me.
Okay, then fine.
But if you get real granular on the texture, That would be hard, I think.
Maybe I should do a different topic because I don't know how to talk about my thing without getting too grand. Why don't we do this? If it ever gets too rough and raw.
I'll say airplane.
Okay. You already know my thing is going to be because it came up in conversation the other night.
Yeah.
We were in bed.
Why did it come up? Do you remember?
I don't remember. I think we were talking about oatmeal or something.
No.
And then I was like, you know what's great is cream of wheat. And then you...
I said I never had it. And then he said cream of wheat like 25 times.
And it is objectively an extremely funny name for a food, a product, a brand.
I was like, Griffin, I just want you to stop saying cream of wheat.
But here we are about to say it a whole bunch more times because I love cream of wheat. Originally, I had intended to procure some cream of wheat because I have not eaten it in a very long time.
That was my immediate question to you. It was like, well, have you had it in the past 10 years?
No, but during my cream of wheat eating career, I was putting up huge numbers, huge numbers. My mom would get, I think from Sam's Club, these huge boxes that had all the different flavors in it. And then I would just like go to town on cream of wheat every morning for a stretch there, for a period there. I loved cream of wheat. It was...
Can I ask? I don't even know how to prepare it.
It's hot water. Hot, it's the same way you do oatmeal.
Oh, okay.
There's like a box of cream of wheat that like you boil down for like 10 minutes, the same way you can kind of do oatmeal like that. But most of the time, I mean, every time, I just did that instant cream of wheat. You pour in some hot water and you wait like a minute and then it's good to go, baby. So I want to talk about cream of wheat because it is a noble and delicious breakfast porridge, not an oatmeal. And it is made from, get this, wheat middlings. Wheat middlings, which is basically when you mill down wheat to get the flour, you take the flour out, everything else, all middlings, baby. And then you take that and you make cream of wheat.
I thought that was the chaff.
No, maybe. I don't know. It's called farina. I may be mispronouncing that, is the technical name for what cream of wheat is. And... yeah, it's amazing. I guess get into the texture too much, save for the fact that it's pleasant. It's good for me.
Well, you describe it to me like grits, right? Like breakfast grits?
It is like grits. It's a lot like grits, except where grits are made out of corn, cream of wheat is even smoother because it's made out of wheat. But the same principle applies. Also, cream of wheat is traditionally sweet. There are lots of different flavors. There's original, which is still vaguely kind of sweet. Apples and cinnamon, maple brown sugar, strawberries and cream, and cinnamon swirl.
So it's just oatmeal flavors.
More or less, yeah. The maple brown sugar cream of wheat was everything to me. It was so important to me.
So if I am sitting at a table and I have oatmeal and I have cream of wheat and I think, oh, oatmeal, too chunky.
Yeah. I mean, you jest, but you eat different foods based on the textures that you're craving.
Yeah,
also.
But oatmeal is already like so, like...
It can be so, babe, it can be so much smoother. It can be so much. You don't know because you haven't had it. It can
is
be so much smoother.
Is this where the Santana Rob Thomas song came from?
Yes. Because when they're describing just like the ocean under the moon, they mean the sort of wet, porridge-like consistency of cream of wheat.
And then it's, give me the middlings of wheat or else forget about it.
Yeah, give me the middlings of wheat. Yeah, it's basically, and this is a really fucking funny parody song.
I know. I look, you want to do the whole song? Because I'm ready.
No, I don't.
Okay.
So yeah, I became a, like, once I got into college, my breakfast eating, and I think this is probably true of a lot of college students, like, just kind of fell off. Like, I ate food, but it was not a concerted effort. It was not what I would call a meal.
Yeah, I don't ever remember eating breakfast. Well, no, that's not true. I did. It's just, it was not a big part of my day for sure.
Well, this was a big part of my day.
See, the thing about cream of wheat, though, like, you can't eat that on the go.
I could.
How?
Look up. Put it in a look up.
So you would just be walking to your class with a little cup of cream of wheat?
No, I would eat that at home. I didn't need to multitask like that when I was a child. You know what I mean?
No, you were talking about college. I didn't know if...
No, I wasn't eating breakfast in college, is what I'm saying.
Oh,
I stopped.
Okay.
I fell off of cream of wheat, basically, at that time, and never really got back onto it. I think it probably has been...
Like 20 years?
Maybe.
Wow.
No, not 20. 20 years ago. I was 15.
Uh-huh. You said you fell off in college, so you finished high school at 18. So
yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't seem that crazy that it would have been 20 years.
It's been a long time. I will, before we record again... I will eat cream of wheat and I'll get back to you all on the other side just to let
this,
you know. If
you know,
holds
this
up.
Is how we get the repeat listeners, Griffin. People are going to tune back in next week.
This is one of those Netflix cliffhangers. Then you've got to binge. Cream of wheat started with the Diamond Milling Company in Grand Forks, North Dakota during, have you heard of the Panic of 1893? It's basically like the Great Depression, but little
worse. No, I haven't.
A little cute one. And so this company, they milled and sold flour, and during the panic, the price for flour had just tanked. So their chief miller suggested that they try to make this porridge from wheat middlings, just because they got it, you know? He was probably like, we got it, so let's grind that up and pour hot water on it, and then we'll serve that up. So they shipped their usual shipment to their, you know, their vendors and brokers in New York. After an anonymous employee named it Cream of Wheat, which, like, history has failed us here, because I want to know who this person was that looked at it and was like, that is like if you took the wheat and you really squeezed it and got the cream out of it. And the person was like, what are you talking about?
I bet there is a family like story that has been passed down, and there is an ancestor out there who's like,
you know what?
My great-great-grandpa named Cream of Wheat.
Regardless, they shipped it to New York along with their shipment of flour. And after they received it, their brokers in New York responded via telegram, forget the flour, send us a car of Cream of Wheat. That's real. And that's really good. That is, at the moment, the exact amount of Cream of Wheat I wish we would have delivered to our house. One carload, just one carload Santana of Cream of Wheat. So they knew they had a hit on their hands, right? And they debuted this wonderful porridge alongside other sort of important American innovations at the Chicago World's Fair, which is so fucking funny to me when somebody's like, this is the Ferris wheel. And somebody else is like, this is medicine. And somebody else is like, and check out my creamy porridge, gang.
I think that's the ice cream cone came from like the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis. Like, I think it was not uncommon to debut a food item.
I'm just saying, I read Devil in the White City, and I do not remember a point in which Cream of Wheat was like a featured player. But good for them. Like, it worked, clearly, because people went nuts for Cream of Wheat. They had the box that took 10 minutes originally. Then in 1939, they introduced enriched quick Cream of Wheat, which rolls right off the tongue, which had vitamins and minerals and took 2.5 minutes to cook, and then instant Cream of Wheat in 1958, which takes 30 seconds. And I bet they could get it faster.
If the demand was there.
If the demand was there, if more people
You think
were
that's what
wheat.
The problem is? You think that's why more people don't eat it? Is it 30 seconds is too much?
Yeah, I need like a two-chambered bag, or maybe it's the pouch of Cream of Wheat, and it has a small bag inside of it that you can like break. Like a little glass vial inside of there, and when you break it, like the hot water flood. Now, how are we going to keep that water hot? I don't know. I'm not like an engineer, and that's not my job. That's Cream of Wheat's job. So they got acquired and passed around like 8 different food companies. Now they're at B&G Foods. What is really funny to me is there's also something called Cream of Rice, and I bet you can guess what that is.
Yeah.
It's for like gluten intolerant folks, right?
Okay.
But here's what's wild about Cream of Rice. Whole different origin story. Whole different company. It was not like the Cream of Wheat people were like, let's try it with rice too. This was a different product. Entirely different product. A rival product. Can you imagine if I did one called Cream of Oats and just like tried to just be cool about it? Anyway, at one point, just by serendipity, cream of wheat and cream of white rice were both owned by Nabisco at the same time, who consolidated them, and rightfully so. We don't need both of those.
What a great marriage that was. Like people running across the factory floor, like finally.
Finally.
Finally we're together.
Putting down their rifles. Anyway, I've never had cream of rice, but I bet if you've got a gluten allergy, it's sufficient. Anyway, that's cream of wheat. And I want something really, really bad. And in a lot of ways, isn't that what's most important? Not the fulfillment of the dream or the follow-up on is it actually good or not. It's those memories, babe. It's those memories.
I feel like we're going to get an iTunes review that's like, I liked Wonderful until they did a week where they talked about showers and cream of wheat.
Or we'll get a review that's like, I was excited about this show at first because I thought that they exclusively talked about showers and cream of wheat. But then the next episode, they didn't talk at all about cream of wheat.
My friend recommended this to me. As a cream of wheat podcast.
It was a real Trojan horse. Anyway, this has been wonderful. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Bowen and Augustus for the use of our theme song, Money Won't Pay. Please find a link to that in the episode description. Thank you to Maximum Fun for having us on the network. Go to MaximumFun.org. Check out all the great shows that we've got on offer waiting for you to peruse and enjoy. And we have stuff at MacRoyMerch.com you can buy. We have other shows at MacRoy.family. Got a MacRoy Family YouTube channel. Starting to do fun stuff there. We play Fortnite. Play Fortnite every Monday.
Griffin opened up a haunted doll.
I opened up a haunted doll. It's pretty upsetting. Not too upsetting, though. I'll give it like a 6 out of 10 on the upsettingness scale. That's it. Babe, we did it.
We did it.
It's in the can, as they say.
Yeah.
And there's obviously a joke that one could make about like a toilet. But no. We're not going to.
No, please.
Because this show, it caters to a certain audience that I don't know how to end that sentence.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't know how to end this podcast.
We never do. That's the thing about this show.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you.
Stay safe.
Tune in next week for Griffin eating cream of wheat.
It's sweep squeak.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.